And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. It's my pleasure to host today's show along with Robert here from the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. And we have some awesome guests today, Robert. We have JC from the Prescott Frontier Days, Gripstone Climbing, and Ride Prescott. So we're very excited about today's show. We've got a great show today. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Each year in June, we celebrate good old Dad. Here at Prescott Brewing Company, it's Bones and Brew. What better way to treat Dad, or you yourself, than a platter of St. Louis-style ribs, smoked in-house and smothered in PBC's thick barbecue sauce, along with PBC's homemade sides and green chili cheddar cornbread muffin, all for just $14.99. And the best part of Father's Day Bones and Brew? It's the free brew that goes with the bones. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at HICountryRVCenter.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, you have the honor to introduce our very special guest today.
Thank you, Sherry. And we do have a special guest here today to start off the show, representing Prescott Frontier Days in the world's oldest rodeo since 1888. J.C. Trujillo, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's always great to be here, and it's always great to be able to talk about the Prescott Frontier Days. And, you know, that's something I kind of know a little bit about is this rodeo business, and especially the Prescott Frontier Days.
Well, I learned a little bit about J.C. Trujillo today just reading one of the magazines that you really do. J.C. actually stands for something. James Charles.
And yes, I never that's right. Yeah.
It's just like J.C. It's just J.C. No, it's not.
And you know, when I was in high school, it would be, is James Trujillo around? Nobody would answer.
Yeah, that's funny. I never knew that.
I was called J.C. all the time,
that's
right?
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, he has another title in my book. He's my favorite cowboy here in Prescott.
All
right. And my first cowboy. When I first started here, I tell him the story, but I'll share it with the audience real quickly, and then we'll get to talking about the Prescott Frontier Days. But at the annual meeting, it was my first meeting in here in Prescott, and I looked down the hallway, and there was these two gentlemen wearing cowboy hats, and I had never seen that at a business meeting, and I thought that was the coolest thing ever.
All right, well, that's I guess. That's how the West was won. Right
that's
there.
Right. That's right. And it was J.C. and one of your board members.
Right,
I can't remember who it was because that was two years ago. Yeah,
right.
Chris was with you. And that was just an amazing sight. And so you are, and I didn't even know then how famous you are.
Well, I don't know about that. But I've had a great, fun rodeo career. It lasted a great long time. I had a lot of good experiences, but to be able to kind of stay in the same business and kind of jump the fence and be on the committee side was a blessing for me too. You know, I knew the contestant side of the rodeo game, and then to get on the committee side, you know, was I had a lot of experience with everything in rodeo, basically, and it's been a great benefit for me and a great benefit for the Prescott Frontier Days.
Absolutely. Well, we have you here for a long time today. We've got two segments with you. So in the front end, I wanted to talk a little bit about the Frontier Days. There's a lot that goes into this. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, you know, there is a lot that goes into putting a rodeo on and a parade and a dance and, you know, and Happy Hearts Rodeo, you know. All that is done by volunteers. And, you know, I just can't tell you how important the volunteers are in not only just to the Prescott Frontier Days, but the whole rodeo business in general is basically run by volunteers. The major rodeos around the country, you know, as we are, can afford to and you know, have to have some paid employees, which we have a general manager, of course, my position, and then a office manager, and then we have a couple office staff help also. But I'd have to say 99% of the rodeos are run completely by volunteers, and we're very grateful. Our rodeo couldn't survive without volunteers, you know. But yeah, we got the rodeo, we got the dance. The dance is going to be Thursday, Friday, Saturday of our rodeo this year, down to BMO parking lot at the end of Whiskey Row down there.
There you go.
With the big tent.
Right. And then, of course, our great parade. The Prescott 4th of July parade has been going on for I don't know how many years, but it's always been a great parade. We have over 150 entries this year. It's going to be a long parade.
Wow, that's very large.
Yes. And it starts at 9.
Okay.
They're, you know, usually right there by Murphy's.
Yes.
And goes up and around the courthouse and comes back down Whiskey Row. And, you know, as you know, there's 30, 40,000 people watch this parade, and it's always a great parade. And the Prescott Downtown Partnership do such a great job with their vendors and everything there.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And
show's
it's a great
gonna,
event.
Yeah,
it's a
yeah.
great event.
So the parade is on Saturday.
Saturday the 30th,
yep,
yes.
At 9 a.m. and 150.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I noticed last year, and for those listeners that may be new to the area or new to this parade, there's a lot of horses in that parade.
There are a lot of horses.
I've
and,
never
and
seen
there
some.
Should be.
Yes, and as there should be.
Right.
And wranglers.
Right.
That's right. Right.
It's a fun time. It's a fun time for sure.
And how many volunteers does it take for just that alone?
You know, the Prescott Frontier Days, we have usually right around 600 volunteers that helps
wow.
us with the rodeo, the parade, the dance, Happy Hearts. You know, all the other events.
Cowboy Church.
Cowboy Church.
My mom came to town and she wanted to go to church. I said, well, I'm going to try something different. And we actually went to the Cowboy Church.
All right.
And I don't go to church a lot, and I loved it.
That's always a great deal. The guy that does the preaching there goes to a lot of different rodeos, and he knows a lot of the cowboys and contestants. And it's really a good event, too. That's at 10 o'clock on Sunday. I guess that would be the 1st of July?
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
And so where's that located at?
That's in the grandstand at
okay.
the rodeo
Oh,
grounds.
Great.
It was
good.
Fun. My mom just, she'll never forget that.
Oh, all right. All right.
She's so traditional, you know, from the East Coast, from the Boston area. So she comes out to visit her son, and I take her to Cowboy Church.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
I love that.
Yeah.
So we've got, just so I can get a handle on this, because there's a lot here.
Right.
So we've got the dance. The dance goes...
Dance goes at... The 28th, 29th, and 30th.
And it starts at
8 p.m.
8 p.m.
8 to 1.
Okay. Wow.
At the BMO Harris parking lot.
And is there a cost to get into that? And
yes, there is a cover charge.
Okay. That,
and
as there
it's
should
always,
be.
It's always a fun dance. I don't know exactly the name of the band. It's a local band, but... they'll play loud and long.
There you go.
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
You bet.
From 8 to 1, you said.
Right, 8 to 1.
Yep. So then we've got the parade.
Well, we have our parade.
You got a few other things. You got special events.
But we also have the Kiwanis Kitty Parade.
Oh.
Which is going on June 29th at 8:30 in the morning.
That one's kind of a kickoff for everything.
Right. That's on the 29th.
Oh, I love that parade.
The kids,
they come on. Yeah.
And then our... Prescott Frontier Days Parade is June the 30th.
Uh-huh.
It's been sponsored by Barrett Propane. Those folks at Barrett Propane are great people. They sure take care and then take care of us. And then also, that like I mentioned, the Downtown Partnerships Fine Arts and Craft Show in the courthouse. And then, of course, on July 1st at 10 in the at the rodeo grounds in the grandstand, there's Cowboy Church. So there's a whole slew of events going on, and of course we're not counting the rodeo that starts the 28th, and of course all those evening performances start at 7:30, mm-hmm. and the two afternoon performances, one on Saturday the 30th and the one on the 4th of July, is at 1:30.
Wow.
Yeah.
That I can see why you need 600 or more volunteers.
Well, you know, in all the different categories, all the different areas, parking, security, ticket takers, the parade, and then they have security at the parade, and they have, you know... It's a giant undertaking. I'm glad we do have a lot of 600 volunteers.
Yeah. Is there anyone, are you still taking volunteers? Are you pretty much?
Oh, no. Yeah. We're always asking for volunteers.
Okay.
We never turn anybody down. You can come by the rodeo office and fill out a waiver to, you know, you don't have to join the Prescott Frontiers. You can just become a volunteer.
And can they do that online?
And you can do that online, too. You can download the application and whatever online at info@worldsoldestrodeo.com.
Now, you just mentioned something, membership. Let's talk about that for just a moment.
Sure. The Prescott Frontier Days is the organization that puts the Prescott Frontier Days Rodeo on. And they've been around a long time. We have, I think there's, you know, couple hundred members we have meetings once a month.
Okay.
And, of course, you can get involved as a member in being, you know, a chairman or a co-chairman or a director in the Prescott Front to run the rodeo, you know. And there's they have a lot of different activities. They have a cowboy breakfast, and they have a lot of different activities that go on. So, yeah, you can join the Prescott Frontier Days and, you know, get to know a bunch of good people.
I think I'm going to do that.
There you go. That'd be
great. Sounds like a great time. And then that way, that also helps support the Prescott Frontier Days,
it
too.
It sure does. Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful. Well, we're going to continue to have you with the conversation, but we have to take a quick break. And you're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Thursday and Saturday. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit CliffCastleCasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
The 2018 Subaru Impreza sedan. It's everything you expect from a Subaru and more. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 38 miles per gallon means it goes more places more efficiently than other cars in its class. Subaru Starlink multimedia with standard Apple CarPlay and Android Auto integration makes a day of driving sound good. Plus, the Subaru Impreza is the longest-lasting vehicle in its class. 96% of all Imprezas sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today. Lease a new 2018 Subaru Impreza for $167 a month for 36 months. Or take advantage of 0% financing. The 2018 Subaru Impreza sedan. More than a car, it's a Subaru. From Findlay Subaru Prescott. Doing our part to give back to the community and making the world a better place. Shop online anytime at FindlaySubaruPrescott.com or call 928-771-6900.
Financing for well-qualified applicants only. Length of contract is limited. Subject to credit approval. Now through July 2nd, 2018, lease a new 2018 Impreza for $167 a month on a 36-month lease. Standard 2.0i45MT model code JJA01. $500 due at least signing, zero security deposit.
Psst, you. Yeah, you. Has curb appeal been on your mind? Bet it is now. This is Sam from Prescott Dirt. Let us help you make a Pinterest-worthy yard to show off. With all our new rock colors, you can beautify your yard and blow your neighbors away. Find your inspiration and bring it to Prescott Dirt. We'll make your yard as unforgettable as you are. We have locations in both Prescott and Prescott Valley, so there's no excuses. Call us today, 636-5844, or online at PrescottDirt.com.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
When the game is on the line and you're heating up, will your air conditioner be ready to go to bat? With a high-efficiency Lennox home comfort system installed by Gettles High Desert Mechanical, hot, sticky air is going, gone! Knock indoor discomfort and costly utility bills out of the park with a high-efficiency Lennox system. Call Gettles today at 772-2751 to schedule your free consultation. Gettles and Lennox, your air conditioning all-star team.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town, and we have JC here talking about the world's oldest rodeo and Prescott Frontiers Days. We've had a lot of conversation about all the events and special things that are going on before that, but now we're going to talk rodeo.
All right. Well, you know, we've got right around 500 and some contestants this year. Trevor Brazil, the 23-time world's champion, entered. Tough Cooper, the current all-around champ. We have every current world's champion entered. And this year, we added more money than we have in the past. We were at $13,000 an event last year, and the board of directors of the Prescott Frontier Days decided to raise it $2,000 an event. So we're adding $125,000 to the purse this year.
Whoa!
And last year we paid about $265,000 in prize money. You know, that's with the entry fees and the mm-hmm. added money. So this year, with that extra bonus, with that, you know, that extra money, I'll bet we're looking at pretty close to $300,000 payoff.
Wow.
For the Prescott Frontier Days this
year. Wow, it makes you want to hop on a horse, a bronco.
Well, and you got to remember, we've got the top quality every performance. We try to make sure and put out the best broncs, the best bareback horses, the best bulls, the best livestock. We pay a lot of money for that livestock to be that top quality. So that way, no matter when one of those cowboys is up, if they got the ability, they've got the animal to win something mm-hmm. on. So everybody's got a chance to win, you know.
Wow. That is just, they're athletes. And
yeah, and that's real important to me, being a former rodeo cowboy, you know, to be able to come and know that you're going to be getting on top quality stock. And if you can ride, you can win something.
And this rodeo is part of a circuit that...
Well, we're in the PRCA Pro okay. Circuit, mm-hmm. yes. Okay. And every dollar won at the Prescott Frontier Days counts toward a world's championship,
okay.
toward whoever's winning them.
Yeah.
And last year they paid about $48 million out in professional PRCA rodeos
wow.
last year.
Wow.
So, you know, the rodeo business has grown in leaps and bounds, and it's great. Of course, from my time to when I was competing to now, it's really grown, you know. And it's great to see these guys winning a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Kind of, they're not quite up there where most athletes are, but they're getting, you know.
It's a different type of athlete, that's
sure.
for sure. And people don't really look at it like an athlete, but they certainly are.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The pro rodeo cowboy is as tough an athlete as yeah. there is, you know.
Yeah, they do some training, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Traveling on their own expense, you know, being physically ready and prepared, you know, for each individual rodeo. And, you know, those guys will order... enter 100 rodeos a
mm-hmm,
year.
You
know? Mm-hmm. So, you know, not only are they traveling from border to border and coast to coast, but they're having to compete at the top level every time they nod their head.
I think one of the interesting things you presented to our ambassador group a few weeks ago, and you talked about the livestock, and I didn't realize that you have, I mean, these are like professional livestock athletes, too.
Oh, big time. You know, and in pro rodeo, the recognition we really try to give not only to the cowboys but to some of these great bulls and some of these great bucking horses, you know, they'll pay $40,000-$50,000 for a good horse or even more for some of those top quality bulls, you know. And you know, the you talk about the how these rodeo livestock is treated, you know, they travel around the country in these trucks. They have feed in front of them all the time, hay and grain, and they're taking great care of them. And you go for a weekend, they might work, some of them will work 8 seconds and some of them will work 16 seconds and then they go to another rodeo.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually a great life, you know. If there's anything like, what do they call it, reincarnation?
Right.
I wouldn't mind coming back as a buck.
I love that. Well, I know last year was my first rodeo, and I was so impressed to see how well the animals were treated. And also, you have the emergency, you have everything there. You have doctors right on site.
Right.
Veterinarians, everything. They're all right there. So it's a sport, but yet you guys take it very seriously.
Yeah, it's
very impressive.
Definitely a pro sport, you know, and all those, you know, we're sanctioned by the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, and all the things you mentioned, having a vet there and having a way to treat animals if something happens to any of them, that's a rule that every pro rodeo has. And they also, of course, you know, we've also got first aid
right.
for the cowboys, and we usually have three orthopedic surgeons on ground, you know, just to overlook things. And we have the Justin sports medicine team that's there for every performance also, professional sports trainers. So, yeah, we're talking the big-time pro rodeo here.
Absolutely. So this year, let's talk about the theme of the rodeo.
Well, you know, they the theme this year is Stay Cowboy.
Yeah.
And I was raised here in Prescott, Arizona, born and raised here, and I used to go to the rodeo with my godmother and my mom and dad and everybody. Of course, my dad was out competing, you know. But I can remember my godmother yelling, "Stay, cowboy, stay." And it's not the theory that you're going to stay cowboy and not and go be something else, you know. It's to stay aboard that horse and, that bull, and to stay in that saddle, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And years and years ago, off of that same theme, the Santa Fe Railroad.
Oh, yeah.
Used to, because that was the main means of transportation then. They used that term to talk people into coming, getting on the train and coming to Prescott and stay cowboy at the rodeo. And, yeah, it's a really cool saying. And I was really pleased to see them use that this year, for us to use that this year. It's been great.
It sounds very fitting. And we also, I mean, we talked about the parade, but we also have a very special Grand Marshal this year as well.
We sure do. You know, last year, Randy Corley, our rodeo announcer, has been with the Prescott Frontier Days for over 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, 2017, he was inducted into the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame, which is a giant honor for any cowboy in the rodeo business. You know, it puts you with an elite group of cowboys, that's very elite group. And he was inducted as an announcer and has done a great job and has had a great career as a rodeo announcer. And we thought it fitting, you know, this year to bring him as our Grand Marshal. He and his wife Michelle are our Grand Marshals this year, and it's a great pleasure to have him back as our rodeo announcer also.
Oh, that's great news. Is there anything else that we should be thinking about for the rodeo that you want to share with our listeners?
Well, you know, as everybody knows, those Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights get pretty tough to get tickets. So if you're going to go to the rodeo, it's a good idea, if you live here in Prescott, call 445-4320 and get those tickets. Or you can go online at that worldsoldestrodeo.com and get them right online. We have that. We have a scanner now where they can put it on your phone, and we're talking big time here. So it's important to, you know, years ago, the Prescott ticket system was all by hand, and it was all a walk-up. Now, with this new system we've had for the last 10, 12 years, and you can buy tickets online, you can get that barcode on your phone, and we can mail you the tickets, you can pick them up at will call. There's a lot of different ways to get into that rodeo without leaving your home, you know. And this year, these pre-sales, mm-hmm. they've been just fabulous.
Oh, that's good news.
We started selling the tickets December 15th, and geez, it's just gone. Just every year has gotten better and better, and the pre-sales this year have been really well.
So if folks want tickets, they need to do it now.
Well, yeah, there's nothing completely sold out, but there's two or three of those performances that are getting pretty close. So, yeah, I'd say if you can and you got your plans made, to get those tickets as soon as you can.
Well, this certainly is an event that brings in a lot of tourists, brings in a lot of economy. What's the number that's been?
Well,
used?
You know, there's been a few different surveys done, but you know, we're talking $12 to $15 million in the Tri-City area here during those 7 days that our rodeo goes on, and that's really something. It's a it's quite a plug for the for all the businesses in Prescott.
Yeah, and with all the events that go along with the rodeo, there's something for everybody, the whole family. Yeah.
It is certainly a family event, and it's definitely something that is important to this economy, and probably one of the largest events of all
right.
for Prescott.
You don't have to be a rodeo fan to enjoy the 4th of July here in Prescott. Like, you know, of course, the parade, the kiddie parade, the city has the great fireworks out there in
and there's a carnival,
right? There's all kinds of things going on, and
The boot race.
The boot race
is a blast after the parade.
Exactly.
Everybody's got to do. Now Sherry has boots.
Yeah, I'm in.
We should be seeing Sherry out there with her boots on Whiskey Row.
There you go.
I'll
have to try that out. Well, JC, it's been an honor to have you here today.
Well, thank you, and it's always great to talk to you. You folks, and you know, it's always fun to talk about the rodeo and all our special events in Prescott, for sure.
Well, you know, the Prescott Chamber is here to support you any way we can.
We think that the Prescott Frontier Days is just like Thumb Butte and the courthouse. It's all part of Prescott.
There you go. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Hi, Waters with the Plants of the Week and our Dragon Wing Begonias.
Leaves so mythical, they look like dragon wings, then covered with 6-inch clusters of pretty pink flowers.
The flowers are tough, loves heat, an amazing bloomer in light shade.
We offer lots of begonias, but just harvested a select group of huge bloomers for that instant wow in the garden at $39.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott. For people who love large wing begonias, they love to shop.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Courtesy Auto Sales, Warriors Heating and Cooling, Prescott Brewing Company, You Pick Heritage Memory Mortuary, Yavapai Heating and Cooling, Buc-ee's and Yavapai Casino, Quality Collision, Cable One, National Bank of Arizona, Prescott Dirt, Home Furnishings Direct, M-Co, Bradshaw Family Dental, Yavapai Block, Wallach and Volk, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. D-backs host the New York Mets Thursday at 6, 1 a.m. 11:30 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood.
KQ&A. Take me out to the ball game.
Experts in treating chronic and hard-to-heal wounds. The Advanced Wound Care Center at the YRMC Del E. Webb Outpatient Center in Prescott Valley is ready to help. We work closely with your physician to create an individualized healing plan customized to your needs and lifestyle. This allows personal one-on-one care designed to enhance your comfort and recovery. Ask your doctor about hyperbaric oxygen therapy. It's state-of-the-art wound care therapy that accelerates healing and fights infection, and it's available at the Advanced Wound Care Center. Talk to your doctor about the Advanced Wound Care Center. We're conveniently located at the YRMC Del E. Webb Outpatient Center in Prescott Valley. Call 771-4788 or visit yrmc.org.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
It's coming up on 2 minutes after 3 on this Wednesday, June 13th. Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Wednesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. three suspects are facing charges in a Prescott Valley attempted murder case. At 8:15 yesterday morning, Yavapai County Sheriff's deputies were dispatched to Highway 69 near the pawn shop regarding an injured man.
Prescott Valley police officers were first on scene and confirmed a man had been shot at or near the location. Fire personnel treated the man, and he was eventually flown from a local hospital to a Phoenix area hospital.
Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Dievlin says deputies did find a vehicle possibly driven by one of the suspects.
During a follow-up search, a possible suspect vehicle was found unoccupied near the Prescott Valley Civic Center. This vehicle is a white 2001 Pontiac, and it has been impounded as evidence.
21-year-old Skylar Beveridge was located at a Prescott Valley home yesterday afternoon and arrested without incident. Just after 5 p.m., deputies were dispatched to a home on Meadow Lane in Spring Valley and discovered 30-year-old Phoenix resident Troy Mobley had been shot during a confrontation with someone in the home. He was taken to a Phoenix area hospital. At around 8 last night, 22-year-old Mayor resident Zachary Bowling was located in a stolen vehicle in Poland Junction and arrested. The motive for the Prescott Valley shooting hasn't been disclosed. The Prescott Airport is getting improvements to one of its runways.
Yesterday, the Prescott City Council approved a nearly $6 million grant for this improvement project. Airport manager Robin Sabota says the runway rehabilitation is desperately needed.
There was some problems with the weight restrictions on the runway. It was supposed to be 100,000 pounds maximum gross takeoff weight that was allowable throughout the entire surface, and there were variations discovered in our inspection. So we want to make sure that the entire runway is indeed safe for all operations.
The last time rehabilitation was done on this runway was over 14 years ago. Sabota explains how long this project is expected to take.
It's going to be approximately 106 days of work. The first 22 days are going to be daytime closures, and that's going to be the greatest impact to the potential carrier. So that's why we told them the notice to proceed would be July 30th, the end of the fire season, because that's a real priority for this community.
According to City of Prescott officials, the runway pavement is failing to keep water from penetrating the subgrade, which can severely damage aircraft. The grant comes from the Federal Aviation Administration. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
For more information on this story, log on to KQNA.com and click on the link to Prescott E-News. It's believed a human skull found in the Verde River is an evidence of a crime.
On June 4th, swimmers found the skull at the Tuzegut access point. Clarkdale police responded and started an investigation. The Yavapai County Medical Examiner has determined the skull is historical remains. The examiner's office will coordinate an additional examination by an anthropologist and possibly an odontologist to gather more information. On Sunday afternoon, Aaron Stubblefield, who was involved with the finding of the skull, returned to the scene and found a lower jawbone. Stubblefield was accompanied by his friend Travis Page. They have turned the jawbone over to an officer. The medical examiner's office will conduct an examination of this discovery and work with coordinating agencies on their findings. I'm DJ Phone reporting.
News sponsored this hour by Wallach and Volk. A check of your KQNA weather is next, brought to you by Gettles High Desert Mechanical. KQNA News Time is 3:05.
Each year in June, we celebrate good old Dad. Here at Prescott Brewing Company, it's Bones and Brew. What better way to treat Dad, or you yourself, than a platter of St. Louis-style ribs, smoked in-house and smothered in PBC's thick barbecue sauce, along with PBC's homemade sides and green chili cheddar cornbread muffin, all for just $14.99. And the best part of Father's Day Bones and Brew? It's the free brew that goes with the bones. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Thursday and Saturday. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit CliffCastleCasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, you get to introduce our second guest.
Thank you, Sherry, very much. Our second guest today on the show is Cody Ann Yarns, representing Gripstone Climbing. And you're probably wondering what Gripstone Climbing is all about, and Cody Ann will tell you all about it. Welcome to the show, Cody.
Why, thank you, guys. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
We're so excited. We want to learn all about this. Tell us about it.
I feel like everyone should know already, right?
Yes.
Listeners, you know already, right? Please. So Gripstone Climbing is Prescott's first ever real climbing gym. So 30-foot tall ceilings, 11,000 square feet of room, 9,000 square feet of climbing areas. We'll have over 60 top rope routes inside there, bouldering section, cafe, yoga, party room. Guys, it's going to be so exciting.
And you say a climbing gym. That's a whole new concept to me.
Yeah.
So you'll teach us actually how to climb.
Absolutely.
The proper way.
Absolutely. We will. It's actually very popular. They've been very popular across the country for some time now. Yeah. I won't say that they're a fad because they've been around for a long time. Great fitness. Mm-hmm. So as either a drop-in at the gym or a member, you come in, you can rent gear from us. We have it all. You don't need to have anything of your own to be able to come climb with us. If you can climb a ladder, you can climb our walls. It mm-hmm. doesn't mean you have to be in some amazing physical fitness to start climbing. And yeah, you can come into the gym and we can teach you. There's classes where we can teach you the different kinds of climbing that there are. Or if you're a climber and you climb here in Prescott, which is a great outdoor climbing area, when it's too hot or when it's too cold, you can just come in and climb inside
the gym. Keeps them in shape before climbing season.
Absolutely.
Nice.
There's a whole different sex. There's gym climbers and there's outdoor climbers. Mm-hmm. And so some people never will go outside. They'll just gym climb their whole lives and be very fit and love to climb.
Mm-hmm. Now, something before, while we were on break, you mentioned that this is going to become part of the Olympics.
Yes. Yeah, so climbing is going to be in the Olympics for the first time ever in this coming summer. So in Tokyo. So that's it's like a year and a half away now, 2 years away in Tokyo.
So Gripstone Climbing will probably have someone going to the Olympics.
Well, hopefully, you know, we're going to have youth teams. So we can't wait to train the next Olympian in Prescott to go to the Olympics.
Well, I think that's exciting. Right here in Prescott, Arizona, we have this new opportunity.
Yeah.
And so it sounds very exciting to me. I'm a little afraid of heights. So you can work with someone like me to do this.
Yeah. So picture this. You walk into the gym.
Yes.
And first off, there's a lot of staff at the gym mm-hmm. and they're all friendly and they're climbers. They really like to climb, and so they kind of nerd out on the climbing deal. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, they're going to set you up with your gear. They're going to make you sit down and sign some waivers, of course, and then they're going to have you watch a safety video.
Okay.
And that safety video is going to be a start to what you do. And then they're going to actually teach you what you need to do to be able to climb safely. In the gym, those different kinds of climbing, so lead climbing would be not what you'd be doing.
Right.
That's a much more advanced technique.
Okay.
But you'd be doing top rope climbing, and we even have auto belay systems where you don't have to, you can come in by yourself. You don't need someone to belay you. Truly extremely safe. You have a harness on.
Mm-hmm.
You're connected into
mm-hmm.
your ropes.
Mm-hmm.
The ropes go up over the top of these large metal pieces over the top of the walls. You can't fall. You can fall off the rock, but you can't fall down. So mm-hmm. you can fall off when you can't hold on anymore, but you don't go anywhere. So it's extremely safe.
That sounds easy.
Yeah.
Now, tell me this, because I've been involved in team building. Are you going to offer corporate team building and all those opportunities?
We are. We're going to have group events that can be done there.
Sounds like a chamber team.
Yep. There's some big smiles.
Be ready,
in the room.
Robert.
I know. We're going to do team building. We're going to have, you can come in with groups. Parties. We're so excited to finally have something else for parents to do with their kids in this town rather than just Peter Piper Pizza. Sorry, but you know, we're so excited about that. But we'll be able to do all sorts of different events. And it doesn't have to be just kids' birthday parties. You could have your birthday party there too.
Wow. Wahoo! That sounds like fun. Now, we have some things coming up. We're going to be helping you celebrate your ribbon cutting.
Yes, ribbon cutting, July 19th. Ribbon cutting's at 4:30 on July 19th. That's a Thursday. So we are 37 days away from opening our doors to our communities, and we are really
excited. You better tell everyone
excited.
Where you'll be
yeah.
if they don't
yes,
already know.
Absolutely.
Right.
If you don't already know, we're at 319 North Lee Boulevard, which is just across the street in Prescott from the Discount Tires. And that's where we'll be at on the 19th of July at 4:30. For
wow.
ribbon cutting.
Now, when do you actually open? Is that the same day? Is that the day you open? Or sometimes people have a soft opening. And
very close, yeah. So we'll do the ribbon cutting. Then the next day, actually, we're going to do a celebration party where all the owners are going to be in town, and it's open to the public. We're going to have Southbound the Band playing underneath the superstructure. So that'll be from 6 to 10 p.m. on site. Everyone's welcome. We'll have a food truck. We'll have some kegs of beer until they run out.
Whoa.
And then the next morning, morning, the 20th.
You better get that on our website.
July 20th, 8 a.m., we're going to open the doors for business. So it would be great if you intend to be a member to come to either the ribbon cutting or to the grand opening celebration so that you can buy your membership ahead of time, because I imagine on Saturday we're going to be
so
very busy.
So you get memberships now, I would imagine.
Not yep. quite. Not, so starting okay. next week, we'll be able okay. to actually sell you memberships that okay. will start on the okay. 20th so we can
good.
Pre-sell
okay.
them.
Good.
So yeah, we can give you the rest of those details.
Wonderful. And you got a phone number, website?
Yeah, the website is the best way to find us. 928-458-7578 is the phone number, and the website is www.gripstoneclimbing.com. But really, social media is the best way to know what we're up to right now. Follow us on Facebook, Gripstone Climbing.
Well, thank you for bringing this to Prescott. We're so excited.
Us too.
And I can't wait to celebrate it with you.
Thank you.
Thank
appreciate
you
it
so,
so
much. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Bros. You gotta admit, Ted, we get pretty popular in the summer.
I know, Adam. We get service calls from all over the Prescott area.
And we also get quite a few from Cottonwood, Clarkdale, and Sedona.
How do you know that?
A little Verdie told me.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Keep your cool with a quick call to Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, serving all of Yavapai County. G-O-E-T-T-L. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's High Desert Mechanical Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, boy, we've had a busy day today.
We sure have. And we have lots of new things going on in Prescott, especially today and within the last couple of weeks. Our next person for the radio station today is Ride Prescott. And you've probably seen the golf carts running around downtown Prescott, which is pretty exciting. I've been on one. It was a blast.
Oh, they're so much fun. I just love them.
We have Katie Cornelius here with Ride Prescott. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got here.
Well, I've been coming to Prescott since I was 15. That was my first trip to Prescott from Michigan.
Woohoo!
All places, Sherry Falls, a Wolverine. So I've been coming out here since then. I moved out here 7 years ago. Fell in love with Prescott, fell in love with the downtown. When I was 15, I actually volunteered at Charlotte Hall with Grandpa.
Wow.
So, you know, there's a long, long love affair with Prescott.
A lot of history here, it sounds like. Yeah.
So I own golf carts down in Old Town Scottsdale and thought, man, we got to bring them up to Prescott. There's some way we got to make it work up here in Prescott. And down in Old Town, they pay for a ride. Well, that's not going to work in Prescott. We're too small. It just needs to be more hometown. So I've been working on it for the last year to figure out how we could do it. We've tested some things. Well, we found the magic combination. We have local realtors from West USA Realty who actually are our drivers, and they are fantastic.
And they love doing it.
Oh, my gosh, they do. Yeah.
Well, it's so much fun to ride around in a golf cart.
It is. It is. You feel almost dangerous.
I know.
Like I'm
working
off. And we're street legal.
Yeah, you know,
everybody has seatbelts. It's fun, especially we were over at Party in the Pines last week, and we had somebody pick us up at the parking garage and take us over. And then afterwards, we had them take us elsewhere after that. And it was like, oh my gosh, I'm living the dream. I dreamt this 2 years ago and we're doing it. And it's really a lot of fun and our drivers love it. The people love it. It's just been a really great fit.
Well, let's tell our listeners what this is all about, because Ride Prescott is a great opportunity for everyone. It's available to everyone. And let's hear about this concept.
The ride is free. The reason the ride is free is because we are promoting local downtown businesses. So we're a livery service and we will take you from one business to another business, and that is all to promote local business. In fact, I'm going to the Locals First networking meeting tonight, and we're going to be there and giving rides back and forth so that people who have to park far away can get a quick ride to where they're going downtown. And that's really what we want to do. We want people to be able to park in the parking garage and then spend all day downtown, go off the square, get to those little places on those side streets that they may not have heard about, those great antique stores and thrift stores and all the great things are hidden in downtown Prescott, and really discover them for themselves.
And then they'll have help carrying all those bags back to their vehicle.
Exactly. Or to their hotel, depending on where they're staying. One of our pickups is at Spring Hill Suites.
That's why
we do regular ones.
So
that's right.
It is.
That's important. And that really ties into our Shop Prescott Stay Here program as well.
Very
so
much.
We really appreciate that. And also, I know we've been talking about, you know, the opportunities of giving historical tours on there for people can see all these. There's so much rich history in Prescott, and the fact that, you know, that there's that opportunity, you know, while you're going from business to business, you're passing some kind of historical stop.
That's something that we hear our drivers say. They'll say, well, can you just show me around? And of course, being realtors, they want to show you around.
Right.
But some of them know more history than others, and they love showing off their hometown. And that's why they're a great fit for us, because they love showing off Prescott. And that's what we want to do. We want to show off Prescott. We want to show off local businesses. We want guests to feel very comfortable, but also locals who haven't been downtown in a while, they get to ride for free too. Now, of course, tips are always appreciated, and if you are tipping when our realtors are driving, that does go to benefits Prescott Meals on Wheels.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Now, question, what are the hours? What are the opportunities to ride?
So from 10 to 6, you can guarantee to see us at the top and bottom of the hour at the parking garage and at courtyard. We call it Courthouse Corner, which is actually the corner of Gurley and Cortez. Mm-hmm. And then we're at Spring Hill Suites at 12, 2, and 5.
Wow. And if anybody wanted more information, how would they get in touch with you?
You know what? Go online, go to rideprescott.com. It's the simplest way to see everything that we do, where we're at, what we offer.
And I do have a brochure downtown at the Visitor Information Center if people want to come down. One of your drivers came by and gave me the ride a couple of blocks away.
So gave you a ride map.
Yeah, I loved it. So I made copies. So we support you guys downtown.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, we're so proud of you. I love it when I see someone who's here locally, someone who's from Michigan.
Yes.
Wow, okay.
They don't all have to be, but it's fun when you have another Michigander around. And we all have fallen in love with Prescott, Arizona.
Absolutely.
I mean, why not? And it's so great to see you live your dream. I just want to remind all of our listeners, and I feel like this is a great opportunity. We have the 37th annual Prescott Bluegrass Festival presented by Lamb Chevrolet coming up on June 23rd and 24th. We'll have well over 4 or 5, maybe even 6,000 guests coming to this free bluegrass festival for the whole weekend. We've got some headline bands playing with us, and one of them is a Grammy Award winner for Sunday, Tom Paxton and the Don Juans. So now that you know that you have a resource, you can go park in the parking structure and
exactly.
Get a ride to and from the Yavapai County Courthouse Plaza. You can just settle in, enjoy a whole day in downtown Prescott.
And then we'll take you back to your car at
the end. Or just
ride
you guys down.
Yeah.
I had a group in the visitor center that they saw Ride Prescott running around Prescott downtown, and they wondered about it. So I told them about it, and I said, well, just flag one of the drivers down.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So
flag us down at any time.
And they're out there. They're waving their hands. They loved it. They were just so happy.
It is very fun. Anytime I get slightly discouraged, I just go for a ride on my golf cart.
Cool. Well, we're so glad to have you. We're very excited. Thank you so much for being on the show today. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. Shop Prescott. Start here.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.